Thompson running show trivia. Jeremy Thompson has never done this a day in his life. Jeremy Thompson has never done this.
It's funny because we both know.
Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show joining you on our first crisp, cold group run morning of the winter. And the group run this morning consisted of myself and Artie Johnston, who I gave a hard time yesterday about going to run in Mandeville, but he redeemed himself today by not making me run alone on New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve to you, gentlemen.
Yes, maybe you.
But we are in person, live and in person today. Mark and Jason and I all here, and today, as promised, we will do New Year's trivia, but it's going to be me competing against Jason's addled brain this morning. But we'll recap a little bit of our resolution party last night, and then Mark will have random miscellaneous trivia.
This is all just leftovers from the trivias throughout the
leftover
year.
That's a good theme, you know.
Holiday leftover trivia. And I was gonna bring leftover ham, but I figured nobody wants to eat ham this early in the morning.
I don't know
if you brought some eggs with it, I would tore down.
But first off, race news. We do have a little bit of race news. Louisiana Marathon coming up in 2 weeks. We got some folks looking in good shape. We got Aaron Hagans ran his first 20 miler yesterday. Jason said he didn't look super excited about it.
No,
by the end.
On my second run yesterday, I ran across him, and I said, you know, how'd you do? You got your 20? He's like, yeah, I got 20, but it was the worst 20 ever. I was like, all right.
It wasn't though, because I saw on Strava he'd run 9 minutes.
He looked fine. I mean,
I think my first 20 mile run probably took me about 3.5, almost 4 hours. But Chris, he cut his short at 17, but he'll be in shape because he's done it before.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Foster, I saw he ran his first 20 this week. He looks like he's going to be in good shape for Louisiana Marathon as well. And I was tapering down. I got my 20-miler in the week before, or maybe that's 2 weeks before, because we did the podcast last week on Saturday. So I hadn't gotten as many 20-milers in as I'd like to, but I put up 3 back-to-back heavy mileage weeks, so I feel okay about it. So Louisiana Marathon coming up, but also Shamrock Run sign up has opened up somewhat unexpectedly. Chad told me about it on Wednesday night, but I hadn't seen anything about it.
Yeah, I just saw it.
So we'll see. Prices went up today, but get signed up. Tangi Running Club team now exists and is dominating everyone. As of this morning, I think we had 12 or 14 people signed up already. Like 4 Francos signed up already. Maybe 5. We might have had all the kids signed up for it. But we were up like 14-0 on all the other non-existent teams yet on the Shamrock Run. So, and you think about it, you know, you think Shamrock Run, oh, that's not till the end of March. But it's less than 10 weeks away maybe.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at Louisiana Marathon – and I figured out that if I ran that and took 2 weeks kind of off, that I'd have 7 weeks of training for Shamrock Run.
So yeah, when you think about it in weeks, it sounds way less.
It's like
than
9 weeks.
Months.
Like that's less than a school quarter, right. Or the same as a school quarter.
Yeah.
So get signed up for that. And I mean, there's bound to be other stuff coming up in the spring. I think somebody posted maybe a Q50 race and something in Hattiesburg, but we'll also have Strawberry Strut and stuff like that come up, so be on the lookout. But the big one, Louisiana Marathon, Louisiana Half Marathon, coming up 2 weeks from today.
How many people do we have going to that?
I think I counted up, it was close to 10 on the running club. I think the Fresh Junkie maybe give us some of the 15 member perks even at where we are, but I think we'll probably get some late sign-ups for that too.
If my back gets better, I'm going to sign up, but it'll be a last minute.
Because if you count the 5K and the quarter marathon, I think we do have 15 people signed up for the whole weekend festival. But
and that should count.
I would count.
I'm counting.
But we're in talks about that. And
in negotiations?
Yeah, we're in negotiations.
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, other than that, we had our Tangi Running Club first ever holiday get together, resolution party last night. And man, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Thanks again to Jeff Franco for opening up his office, Enhanced Life Chiropractic. If you're ever looking for chiropractic care over by China Lotus, back behind China Lotus. But it was a good layout, had a little room for the food to the side and some waiting area and some area behind the counter where we kind of hung out. And then thanks to the Jelkses and the Whites for supplying us with some outdoor heaters. Man, those things were pumping out some heat. I don't know if you got close enough, but one of them was so hot it was like drying my contacts to my eyeballs.
Well, looky here.
And we have Marini walking up this morning after the resolution party. Are you joining us for trivia or are you going to run?
I thought I was joining for trivia.
Okay, well, here
I'm
you
a little late for the run.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody was. Except for Artie. Artie was here for the run.
I was trying to get my dog in the car.
But, yeah, good time at the party last night. We had probably, I don't know, I'd say about 40 people there, maybe a little bit more, because we had some plus ones there. And some new folks showed up. Diana Cornish, I think. Or, I don't remember if that was her last name or middle name on Strava, but I think that takes a lot of courage to show up for a first time at a running club New Year's Eve party. I'm about to say Thanksgiving. When you know, you're just meeting everybody. So that was good, and hope she comes out to some of our races. But familiar faces we had out there, can't list them all because there's too many. And a good time was had by all. We did resolutions. We had a couple people. We had at least four people saying they want to run marathons this year. Both of the Francos, Jeff and Jackie, and then Marlon and Brogan, thinking about it. He's waiting until the age groups up, which I was glad to hear he age groups up this year.
I was going
to
say, when is the age group up?
Thinking about trying to qualify for Boston. And a few people just wanting to train well. Some of them wanting to run 5Ks. Some of them just wanting to have a good time.
So it was good seeing Marlon last night, though.
Yeah, and we've had some people. Philip, too. We've had some people dealing with injuries. Chris, we had three of our – that says a lot about our club, that we had three of our people dealing with injuries. They came to our party still. Chris and Philip was on his scooter. And Marlon said he's hoping to come back Wednesday, but I know his hamstring has been bugging him. So if you want to be part of stuff like that, definitely join up the Facebook group. I try and post everything on Strava, but it's not super user-friendly for that kind of stuff. And then we even had some people had to drop. Seth and Chad were both sick. Chad was running the COVID, and I'm not sure if Seth got tested or not. But I fortunately am feeling fine. But I was sitting right between Chad and Seth Wednesday at the street side after our group run.
Well, my experience is I hope Chad doesn't take his own medical advice.
You think he's going to stick Mucinex in his ear?
I don't know. He did not give me good advice.
All right. Did you have any other running news, or were we just jumping right into trivia?
No, I think I got some running news here. My glasses on. We had what is described as an incredible Masters record set. Sue McDonald set 9 age group records since turning 60 in March of 2023, including a 1:02 400 meters, fastest 400 meters for a master ever.
Yeah, it's like 4-minute mile pace for a mile.
She beat...
See how I did that math? One minute, four.
In that run, she beat her nearest competitor by 15 seconds. She also...
That's tough.
In the USATF Masters Championship, She set records in that. She set records in the 300 meter hurdles, the 1500 meter, the 2000 meter steeplechase, but I don't know what that is. A heptathon, and she ran a 5:28 in the mile.
Good grief.
And a 2:22 in the 800 meters. And she only runs 24 to 28 miles a week. But
that's good shape.
She was named the Masters Athlete of the Year.
Congratulations to listener Sue McDonald.
And from the Anything is Possible.
Okay, here we go. For the new year, anything is possible.
This guy's name is Seb Jehima. He's from Scotland, and I probably butchered that name. I think I got Seb right.
Speaking of butchering Scottish things, we did butcher Auld Lang Syne last night.
Oh.
But go ahead with your story.
He's an 11-year-old, and he began this in January of 2023. He plans on breaking the record of running at least 3K every day. The streak is 52 years and 39 days.
So he's starting young.
He has started this, and if he does it, it'll be 2075. I'll be 110 years old when he does this. He'll be 62. And that's his goal.
Well, good luck to him on that.
And I think as a listener, he probably, all these, anything is possible.
This is what got it going.
I think so.
3K,
that's
about 1.8 miles, I think.
So.
Jason loved running every day.
And I hated it. I'll never do it again.
All right, off we go. Trivia, do we have an award today?
No.
Just bragging rights.
I got an extra beer if somebody wants
that. I'm too cold for that.
Okay. We'll start with Marini.
Here.
And this is just leftover stuff. Now, some of this we probably had before, and I just didn't mark it out as being used. So
this bodes well for me this morning. I think my memory is probably sharp.
Okay, Marini, this is from around the globe here. According to Linguist, what is the most difficult language to learn to speak?
German. I don't have any idea.
Which way we go?
English.
Mandarin Chinese.
Nope. Navajo.
Oh, okay.
And they say it's because it's tonal, that the meaning of the words depends on how you pronounce it.
Well, Mandarin is like that too, but Navajo also
Can Jeremy get a point, please?
Yeah, at least a point five.
No. Let's see. From Easter, this is left over from Easter trivia. Jason, what flower is considered an Easter symbol?
The lily.
The lily.
Oh, gosh.
Jason is
giving all the easy ones. Mm-hmm.
You knew that?
He may give you a point too because he don't like me. Jason's resolution last night, one of them, was that he wanted to like me more this year.
And I've got some from...
This ain't doing much for him, but it's not the new year yet, so...
Marini, do you listen to the show at all?
No,
she don't. Because I have Thompson Running Show trivia here, too, but...
Oh, okay.
We might save that since Marini don't listen.
Give those questions to her.
Okay, Jeremy, this is from Running and Singing. This is... you got to finish this quote from The Who.
Oh, no.
Here's a poke at you. You're going to choke on it, too. You're going to lose that smile because all the while...
Running something.
Anybody?
They're going to get you.
Cuckoo,
I can
cuckoo.
See for miles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. The miles. I thought I would have the word run in it. That was tricky. Also don't like The Who. Sue me.
What? Okay.
Terrible.
All right, from the 4th of July... How many signatures are on the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, God.
You know that?
No.
26 or 48?
16.
13.
56. Jay is in the lead.
With what?
And has the board. From running, a cross-country race is typically how many miles?
At what level?
Yes. High school, what are we talking about?
The question is, a cross-country race is typically how many miles?
8.
4?
3.
3.
Did you run cross-country in high school?
It can be as much as 7.5, but the typical cross-country race is 3 miles. So Marini has one.
I just remember from that book, I think it was Running with the Buffaloes at the college when it was 4.
I knew.
Okay, this is something I learned this week, Jeremy.
Is that you get to determine who gets the points, right? Is that what you're going to say?
No, who gets the answer right gets the points. Why does rat poison work so well on rats?
It's Jason's turn. You looking at me?
Well, it's poisonous.
rat poison. Something to do with their blood.
No.
They eat it.
Both of y'all technically. Well, I guess all three of y'all. I didn't know that. I found this out this week. All rodents are unable to throw up. Something in their anatomy, they can't throw it up.
Well, this all has so much to do with running.
I just thought
sometimes
that
you throw up after you run. There we go.
That
we tied it in.
Okay.
Sometimes rats run on wheels.
We're going to do 4 of these. Rapid succession. This is celebrity marathons.
Okay.
Jeremy. Back to running. Uh-huh. Oprah Winfrey versus Sean Puffy Combs. Who ran the fastest marathon?
I'm going to go with Oprah Winfrey.
Sean Puffy Combs beat her by 15 minutes. Oprah ran a 4:29.
I thought she had run a 4-hour.
Puff Daddy did a 4:14.
Moral of that story is I'm faster than both of them.
Me too.
Marini, former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan versus former CIA Director David Petraeus. Who ran the fastest marathon?
The CIA guy.
Ran a 2:50.
Good grief.
Paul Ryan ran a 4:01, and Paul Ryan got caught in a lie with that because he said that he ran a sub-3-hour, and they looked it up and found out.
He ran a 4:01?
Yeah.
Wow. At least he was a politician.
All right, Jay. George W. Bush versus George W. Bush impersonator Will Ferrell. Who ran the fastest marathon?
I go with Bush.
Bush ran a 3:44. Will Ferrell ran a 3:56.
Moral of that story? Faster than both of them. Not faster than David Petraeus.
Yeah, but you wasn't trained in the CIA, you know.
Or he right. Probably was a military guy. Run all the time.
This is yours. Bryan Cranston. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Bryan Cranston versus Haruki Murakami.
Murakami.
Cranston ran a 3:20.
Dang.
Murakami ran a 3:31.
Jeremy's bad at this game.
He's never been good at trivia. All right, right now
I
the
won
score.
Lobster on trivia. Y'all don't get anything.
Hey, I won a lobster on trivia. Jason with 2, Marini with 2. Jeremy, as of now, the mayor is not on the board.
I'm just glad for the sake of a running podcast, some of the questions have had to do with running again.
Marini, in steps per minute, what is considered the ideal cadence for runners?
Oh, come on. Give me one that I know.
Well, I don't know what's up.
Hold on, I'm trying to math this out. Nope, I can't think about it.
Just throw out a number.
Shoot a number between 100 and 200.
120.
Jay?
That is what I was going to say, but I'll say 130.
180.
I like
180. Jeremy is on the board.
Ask me more running questions.
That's 100. Oh, my God, I knew that. Look at my radio station. It's 180 beats a minute, so I can run good.
You literally have that, and then you didn't know the answer to that question.
I drank too much last night.
Jay, you're up.
Yeah.
Hyperhidrosis, you know what that is? That's oversweating.
Okay.
And you run with two people that will oversweat.
We got pictures to prove it.
What effect, I mean, oversweating affects what percent of the population?
5.
11.
16.
3.
Oh, my God.
But, hey, 50% at this table.
Statistically.
Okay, who's up?
So nobody got a point for that?
Jeremy.
No, nobody got a point for that.
Because everybody was over.
You're up, Jeremy.
Okay.
Running and singing again, and you're going to get this one. You are a child of the 90s. Blues Traveler. The song Run Around. It's a surefire way to speed things up, but all it does is...
slow me down.
Slow me down.
Back on the board.
Everybody's got two now. The mayor's storming back. Running and singing. Brian Adams. When it gets too much, I need to feel your touch. I'm gonna what?
Run to you.
Brian Adams, Don Henley. I could never distinguish between the two.
Oh, Don Henley's a much better singer. Brian Adams recorded the second worst song ever recorded.
I literally just said that to make you angry.
What he did? What song?
Summer of 69. You ever heard that song? He sung that song. I think they did the math and he was 8 years old in the summer of 69. What a... anyway. Jay.
But he's that good of a storyteller.
No, he's not. Jay. When was Jay-Z and Rihanna going to run this town?
Tonight.
Yes.
I would have not got either one of those.
Jeremy. Paul Simon.
Okay.
From the Rhythm of the Saints album. Jay, we saw that tour. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
The lyric is, you have to fill in the blank here. I can't run, but I can blank much faster than this.
Talk. I don't know.
Walk. You know the song, or was that just a good guess?
It just made sense.
Well, and it rhymed with what I said. I should get half a point.
Marini, 4. Jason, 3. Jeremy, 2.
We're letting her win because she was kind enough to show up for trivia this morning.
Who's up?
Wish.
Marini is.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because he had to follow Simon.
Y'all better get this or Jeremy probably will.
It's probably some
training
question.
Which means I probably won't.
Biblical running.
I knew that was about to come.
Here's the quote. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not
faint.
Marini is killing it.
I would have got that.
Did you say you would have got
that? Yeah.
Jay, you're up?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the most common running injury?
I should probably know that.
And it's not getting hit by a car.
yeah, now that people have
that very seldom
headphones.
Shin splints.
Runner's knee.
Oh.
Jeremy is tied. Jason
the only thing
with 3
for runners.
Marini with 5.
Are there even enough questions left for us to catch up?
No. Yes. He won't win.
Jeremy, you're up, right?
Am I really? Okay. Yeah, I am.
From Easter.
Reese's.
This 1967 film starring Lee Marvin leading a group of the Army's worst prisoners on a virtual suicide mission right before D-Day. The name of the movie was... Buddy, Easter trivia.
Restate the question.
1967 film.
6 minutes.
Starring Lee Marvin. He leads a group of the Army's worst enemies, Army's worst prisoners, on a virtual suicide mission. Some of the prisoners were Telly Savalas, Ernest Borgnine, Donald Sutherland, Charles Bronson, and legendary running back Jim Brown. The movie was called, remember, this is from Easter.
Easter Sunday.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Resurrection Sunday.
The Dirty Dozen.
Eggs.
What does that have to do with
it? Dozen eggs, I guess.
Dozen eggs.
Oh, God.
Who's up?
Marini. Give me all the hard questions.
Average calories burned. You can get two. If you get the first one right, I'll give you a shot at the second.
Okay.
Average calories burned per hour of weight training.
Oh, maybe 300?
300 it is. Average calories burned per hour of running.
600.
Wow. Yeah, y'all probably won't catch her.
No. We're fighting for second.
I tell you what, I'm going to give her Thompson running show trivia from here on out.
Okay, good.
Give y'all a shot. Teach her not to listen to the show.
This is like playing a game on Nintendo where you fall way behind and they give you some kind of special thing so you can catch up.
Jay, from the 4th of July, leftover trivia. What country gifted the U.S. with the Statue of Liberty?
France.
I think you pronounce it France.
See, but if you give her the Thompson running show questions, isn't that going to fall to Jason?
No. No, y'all don't get Thompson running show.
Why not? We can't remember.
Jeremy, a musical. This is from 4th of July. A musical group with four members is a
quartet.
Now things are getting.
I thought that was a trick question. Surely he wouldn't give me one.
The
this
Beatles.
Easy.
What does that have to do with the 4th of July?
Four. Gee, you're going to have to. You really.
I got a shot at second.
Who's up?
Marini? Thompson
running show trivia. Jeremy Thompson has never done this a day in his life. Jeremy Thompson has never done this.
It's funny because we both know.
Apologized?
Work.
Work. He has never worked.
He's never apologized to Mark. I thought that was important.
What does that say about me? The first thing she thinks of is apologize.
You guys are going to have to be good at song lyrics if y'all going to catch her, because that's all I got left. I got to go
We're
back.
Already at 27 minutes.
That's all right. This is trivia.
My toes are hurt.
End of the year.
I'm good, warmed up now, you know
what I'm saying? Butt is cold on his
bench.
I brought
a
blanket.
I just did get the sun.
You want to spread this blanket?
I guess I'll cut this awkward silence out.
I got a...
That's better.
Okay, who's up?
Me.
Tom Petty. You like Tom Petty?
Mm-hmm.
Running Down a Dream?
Mm-hmm. I ain't promising y'all remember the words.
He was singing a song on the radio. What song was he singing along with? Him and Dale were singing.
Man.
Dale Shannon.
I don't know.
I don't either. Yeah. Too early in the morning for that. I don't know.
Marini?
Give me the first next word. Me and Dale were singing.
Me and Dale were singing A Little Runaway.
Runaway
is the name of the song.
Gotcha. I don't remember that.
Jeremy, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. It's pretty much a love letter. What is the name of the girl to which the love letter is sent?
Does it start with a C?
I guess if it's silent.
I was going to say Christine.
Wendy, let me in. I want to be your friend.
I wouldn't have known.
You didn't? No. Jason wouldn't have known.
Running show. Thompson running show trivia, Marini.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Jason Thompson is the author of a running plan. What running plan does Jason have for everybody? He advises people to run with what?
A hangover.
We're learning a lot about ourselves this morning, are we not?
Tell them, Jeremy.
Fresh legs.
Fresh legs.
Fresh legs, because you never practice.
Right.
Okay.
This hangover was a good guess, though.
I mean, it makes sense.
Let's see. Here we go, Jay. The most popular race distance worldwide is the...
10K.
5K?
Half marathon.
Half marathon.
Because I'd only be willing to do a half. I would never do a whole.
Wow. Marity is just...
She's about to double up on it.
She just did double
up. If we added Jason and I's score together, we'd be tied with Marity. Which I think we should do. It's Jason and I against Marity.
Marity come out here and made a statement. Jeremy, it is estimated that 80% of all running injuries are caused by what?
I would say running too much.
Overuse, overtraining.
That's going to be some trick question, like shoes or something.
All right, Marini, your last Thompson Running Show question.
And to put it more out of
the Thompson Running Show took a turn for the better when who became the official content director?
Mark.
See, that's so obvious that somebody that don't even listen to the show knows the answer to that.
I think we should just declare Marini the winner.
Marini has won.
Thank you.
The trivia game this year.
You get nothing.
Yeah, I thought...
Cold feet, cold fingers.
Just for fun, one of the great bands of the 70s, the Steve Miller Band. Y'all know the Steve Miller Band?
Mm-hmm. They took a turn for the worse, too.
Yeah, when they recorded the Abracadabra, yeah. Which is the third worst song ever recorded. They had a song called Take the Money and Run. You know that song?
Yeah.
Familiar.
Okay. It was a story of...
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Okay, Bobby Sue was was the girlfriend there. They were two young lovers with nothing better to do than two things. Jeremy, what did they do? They sat around the house and what? Marini, you don't know this song?
No.
Oh, God, it's a classic.
I think it is.
Jay, they sat around the house and did what?
Fight. And the other.
Golly. It's like right there.
I hope our listeners love awkward silence.
I don't know. I don't know.
They sat around the house, get high, and watch the tube.
Yeah.
You can only really do that after you take the money and run. You got to have a little bit to support that.
They ran into a little trouble down in Texas in a city of... ran into a great big hassle in what city?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he knew this song.
There's something about other people's taxes.
Oh, gosh.
El Paso.
El Paso. Golly.
Kind of rhymes with hassle, you know, if you pronounce it right.
I don't know about that.
There was a detective involved. He was very conscientious. You talk about the taxes. He made his living off of the people's taxes, so he wanted to catch these people. You know his name?
No, I don't know.
Billy Mack. Y'all are terrible at this. I wish somebody was here. Artie might have done better at Take the Money and Run trivia. But anyway, that was just a little bonus. I want to congratulate Marini for showing up late as always.
I get that point. I tied Jeremy, though. I got Bobby Sue.
But to be fair, she was late along with everybody else other than me and Artie today.
I ran this morning. I just didn't run here.
All right. Well, a happy new year from the Thompson Running Show, Marini. Thank you for joining us this morning. And
again,
next time you come, if there's a prize on the line
of nothing,
then
immortality.
Then you, next time if there's a prize on the line, then we expect you to not beat us. All right. Until next year, we'll talk to you later from the Thompson Running Show.